Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. The self-hating message is that as we are, we're not enough. Enough for what? What does that mean? If you were enough, then what? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. It's Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. Yeah, from California. And I don't have my glasses on, so I couldn't see if I had to undo something here on the screen. But, yeah, what I saw about this assignment was that if I was, you know, what if everything was enough or I was enough, then what? That my practice would be fine, which when I really looked at it, it is. I mean, it totally
Don't
is.
You love those moments?
I know. It just
It could be great. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I just looked at everything and the only thing wrong really is the voices, because I'm just practicing along, and I love practice, and I'm doing what I love, and, you know, there's just nothing the matter with that, so.
Well, Karen, you just said it all. The only thing that's wrong is the voices.
Yeah.
And it's not that the voices are wrong in that sense, because the voices are our greatest ally in waking up, right? So it's not that they're a mistake, but they are the source of all of the information that tells us something should be different. This shouldn't be this way. You did this and that, and it, you know, but the whole ego world of duality is the voices.
Yeah.
Right? And so we start out thinking that's who and what we are. And we try to please them and try to meet the standards, and I was just writing in the email class, and what I wrote was unexamined beliefs and suffering. Unexamined beliefs and assumptions are the foundation of suffering.
Yeah.
Which is what you're realizing.
Yeah.
Right? When we live in that ego world, we suffer because it's not real. It's not true. It's a bunch of lies.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's exactly what was dropping in when I was listening, was that it's ego is just a bunch of lies. And when I listen to that, you know, like there's something the matter with how I'm meditating, or there's something, you know, there's this or there's that. But when I really look at it, I just see a practitioner just practicing along and having a good life because of practice.
Yes. Yes. And when not listening to those lies, happy.
Yeah.
Enjoying life.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the biggest takeaway for me with this. That to get that. If I'm not happy, it's because I'm listening to ego lies. If I weren't, I would be happy. And so, and of course we know, because we've been practicing for a while, the next level of that is, well, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. See, that's what's wrong with you. You're listening to, you know, just to realize, you know, we can drop it all. We can drop it all. It's just love. And that's our constant experience. When we're here, everything is fine. When we're not, it isn't. So it's a really simple message, actually.
Yeah, it really is. It's it's just I think part of the for me, I was this morning when I got up, I was spending some quiet time doing some I don't know what you call task for some stewarding of practice, and just sitting there in the quiet and doing that, it's like there's such happiness and such joy and.
And heaven on earth.
heaven on earth, and it's like, thank you for asking me to do some things, you know, like, thank you, because it's
yes.
just, it brings me back to here, and it makes me see how enough I am, and how enough my practice is, and just how everything's more than enough, and I don't
yes.
mean me, but
no.
But yeah,
no,
I'm
but
part
it
of
is.
Life, yeah,
it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
This particular human incarnation that we call Karen is the perfection, which everything is, and it's only when we turn attention to that dualistic world of ego lies
yeah.
that we get confused about that. And again, you know, it's the place that we get to compassion for all, because we know people who are making unfortunate decisions, who are doing things to make themselves and other people very unhappy, that's what's happening to them. They're not bad. They're looking to lies and believing them.
Yeah.
And so that just takes us to compassion for everybody and gratitude for all of the things that came together for us not to be doing that right now.
Yeah. Just feeling
right.
very, very fortunate. Thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Karen.
And thank you, Ashley.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Karen. What I was saying about that, Sherry, is that, you know, if when we say this human incarnation is perfection, you can watch the identity that thinks it's not enough come in to defend that. And
mm-hmm.
it's such a clue into the orientation of egocentricity around that, because perfection means something, right? It means you're egocentric.
Right. Yeah,
or
and actually not realizing that means you're egocentric.
That's exactly right. That it's ego. So we're told being egotistical is wrong, and so we're deeply conditioned not to be able to be present to the perfection of all that is, because it simply
mm-hmm.
is. And
mm-hmm.
so just to catch ourselves in that process of, if I'm told that I'm being too big for my britches or too arrogant or cannot say I'm perfect, and if I think I'm perfect, then I'll never strive to be better or do anything in this world, to realize that it's the conditioning talking.
Mm-hmm. That is desperate for the attention, right? That's all it's ever making a case for. No, 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 that's not true. Listen to this. Believe this. Look here. Look here. Let me be in charge of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Jeannie in Berkeley.
Hello, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Hi. Just to raise my hand to get in the queue is like throwing a baby over a cliff. It's so scary. Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing, Jeannie. You just threw that baby over a cliff into the arms of unconditional love.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
So there we go. All right.
Oh, I am seeing Lindsay. I'm seeing that practice is telling me that if I really were practicing hard enough, I would be happy in marriage and happy at work, because content isn't important. I mean, because it's not the content, and if I were just practicing enough, yeah, I'd be happy wherever I was.
Mm-hmm.
And
can see is sort of true.
Right?
Except for the fact that you're listening to voices taunt and torture you in marriage.
Right.
And in practice and in everything else. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Well, that's mainly then... Right. Mainly I get in a swirl of confusion that I buy into, that I really don't trust myself on who am I listening to when I'm hearing that, you know, maybe I do want to look for another job or something. So that's where I just get caught.
Okay. Okay, good. That's good. You're not alone. Okay. And so here's a little rule of thumb. Okay. if it is not 100% on your side, you don't want to be listening to it. Because if you have a recording and listening practice and you're in conversation with the mentor is going to say something along the lines of, well, you know, when it's time for a new job, you'll know. That's the difference between, well, yeah, I know it's a stunner. The difference between that and, well, now you need to figure this out because you don't like this job and you're really unhappy in it. And there's this and this and this, and so what you need to do is this and this, and that's not what you want to be listening to. Because that makes me stressful just saying it.
I know.
Right? Yeah. And yes. So it's really, and what it does, Jeannie, is take it out to an extreme. Well, how are you going to know whether you want to get a different job? You know, you got to be listening to this stuff. Well, actually, no. And there's a lot of listening that's happening, a lot of confusing listening to this stuff that doesn't have any relevance at all, like where it wants to talk to you endlessly about the job or the marriage. You know, what's wrong here? What's wrong there? What he's doing? What they're doing? What they're blah, 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 blah. That doesn't have anything helpful at all for you. It just makes you unhappy. So, you don't need to listen to that. And that's where the practice is. That's what we're practicing, right? We're practicing not listening to that egocentric, karmically conditioned nonsense, self-hating crapola in the head. We're practicing to get here, right? Not let that stuff be in charge of our practice.
Yes, that's practice 101, isn't it? Yes.
Well, true. It is. But it's also the hardest. You know, with any 101 class, what we're learning is the essentials. Okay? And so, oh, well, that's simple. I get that. Yeah. And it's going to take me the rest of my PhD program to get that very simple thing that I actually knew before I started.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When looking at how do I fall in between those two dualities and just exist in the middle, right? I can fall into that sense of grace and
that's right. That's right. Jeannie.
Yeah.
We're practicing.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am. I am right.
Yes, we're right. Practicing. And that's what we're doing. Yep. And so the process is drop it, come back here.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it, come back here. Drop it, come back here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the voices will say, yeah, but you've been practicing. You know that. You should be. Drop it, come back here. Humility, patience, gratitude. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in it right now.
Yeah. So pick up that recorder. Do a little two-handed recording with the mentor. Mm-hmm. Get some wisdom. Get some support. Get some reminders that you're doing fine. You don't want to listen to crapola. You're doing fine. Breathe. Drop the stuff. Just breathe. Get back here. Expanded awareness. Is everything fine? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, here we are. Okay, we're good.
It is fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Take good care of yourself.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Ashwini.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what I was looking at when you were saying that, Sherry? I mean, I could just feel the sense of calm from the process that you were just describing. Drop it, get back here. Drop it, get back here. And what was occurring to me in that rhythm is there's some belief that operates all the time that somehow the other conditioning will be different, and therefore what I'll be doing against it will be different. That if I keep doing the same thing against the same thing, there's got to be a difference. But the difference is that I'm doing the same thing against the same thing. as opposed to not doing the same thing against the same thing.
Yes. And all that happens is we start enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right? It starts being fun to, again, I was just reading somebody's submission to the email class this morning, and the person was describing the fun of being able to be in a conversation with somebody else and have awareness expanded enough to watch what conditioning was doing, to attend to the person speaking, to, you know, all of that going on at the same time, right? And it's fun. So when we realize it's again, I go to Inspector Clouseau and Cato, right? So it's going to come at you, right? Where's it going to come from? Where's it hiding out? Gotcha. Oh, I see that. Okay, back here. Okay, got that. Back here.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's
where every video game is based in.
Right. And if it isn't fun, that's when it's you're vulnerable to, well, you should have gotten wherever you need to get to by now.
That's right. Well, if it's not fun, we're identified with ego.
Yeah, exactly. And that is where we need to drop it and bring it back.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
The game doesn't change.
The game does not change.
Yeah.
No, the game doesn't change. Nothing changes. We change.
Yeah.
And we don't change because we're trying to change.
That's all.
We change because we stop playing ego's game and we get really fascinated by life's game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Helga from Charleston.
Hello, Helga. What are you seeing?
Hi, Sherry. You know, I've been looking at this duality that ego has created, and I've never really looked at that, between belonging and authenticity.
Uh-huh.
And
it's made that a duality. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and when I saw that, I really, you know, I looked back at some of these things in my life, and I could just see how that plays out, you know, and I've just never noticed it, you know. So what it is, it's basically, you know, ego. Living in ego land, I feel separate. So then, for ego, belonging is, and I remember when I came to this practice, I totally remember that how. You know, it's like ego look for, well, how do they talk? So they don't say, I had this thought. They say, it dropped in. So, you know, it finds these clues, like the outside clues of what it means for ego to belong to this club.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then, because I want, you know, ego tells me I want to be authentic, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to say these things because that's just like parroting. So authentic means then in ego land. Speak from ego and so making sure that I won't belong. So
what you said is a critical point, okay? Because authenticity gets the label authenticity gets put on me when I'm identified with ego. That's who I really am. My stories, everything that happened to me, my belief, my assumptions, my projections, that's authentic. Right? And boy, is
it
not.
You know, and saying what comes into my mind, the way I want to say it, all these things, you know, so that's authentic for ego. So just to make sure that I never belong.
Yes.
Which, you know, as I said, in ego land, I don't belong, you know, to begin with. So then I have to, you know, look for ways. How do people behave? How, you know, it's like on the outside, it's like all about performance, really. But because I'm not a parrot, I won't perform. And
no,
you know, how I end up being so lonely because of all of this.
Which your point being, that's ego's whole point. It doesn't want to belong. It wants to be isolated in ego land. So the whole setup is so that you'll be alone with it and feel lonely, which means feel bad and feed ego. Yeah. And the thing that is so fascinating, Helga, what I love so much about what you're saying is that reminder that all of this stuff is going on. It's going on all the time, and we have no idea. It's kind of breathtaking because, of course, we quickly go to, well, what else is going on that is that big that I have no idea about, which to me is the best inspiration ever for doing awareness practice. And that's that fascination that we keep talking about, right? When we start to love practice is when we become, you know, we're on the hunt, right? I'm not the prey any longer. I'm on the hunt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to know who your real opponent is. That your real opponent is that voice talking to you inside your head. That's the real opponent that you are attempting to best. Not all these other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. Very exciting. All right. Well, you have fun, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Helga.
Okay.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Helga. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Well, hello, Jeff.
Hey.
What are you seeing about enough?
Yeah, especially about enough. you know, just briefly back at some of the dualities, you know, there's, I want to do everything really well, especially when it comes to practice. And I don't have
enough. Hogwash.
mm-hmm. Which is hogwash, okay. The idea that I want to do it really well.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
It's a total ego setup.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's a complete, absolute, utter, out-of-the-gate ego setup.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, because who's going to hold the
more?
Standards? Well, who's going to hold the standards? Who's going to tell you when you are and when you aren't? Who's going to, and who is it for? Who's it for?
Yeah.
Right? It's only ever going to serve ego, because if I meet ego standards, then I identified with ego get to feel good. If I don't meet ego standards, then I identified with ego, I'm supposed to feel bad. But the whole thing is feeding ego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's all the regular pattern through most months has been, especially days 3 through 8, I just feel like I get so much more out of it if I really, really do it very thoroughly. And so by the time I've done it really thoroughly, it's, you know, we're way past day 8. And then I'm catching up the rest of the month.
Yep.
So that's what's happening now.
and you can see that that's a setup, right? So I have a friend who has an aspect of the personality called toothbrush, and toothbrush. whenever it's time to clean the house, toothbrush comes in, right? And toothbrush is going to start in a corner of the house with a toothbrush and clean it. Now, how successful do you think that's going to be? Not, right?
Yeah,
and yet, as if a person falls for that this is the standard for cleaning the house that must be met, what's going to happen? The house is never going to get clean. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Helga was just talking about, right? The whole point is for everything to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you won't be surprised to hear that that's what, you know, this is happening. Very, very, it's very easy to see it at work, and feeling behind and with the same level of high standards. And those are the two places, practice and work, that I see it the most obviously. But it's happening in other areas of personal life as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it feels like where I'm falling for it is on the front end, is that initial,
yes.
You know,
the belief is, in order to be the right person, I have to.
Right.
And then everything else just follows right behind that. And that's the horse bucky. Because what we're doing is not becoming the right person. That's not what awareness practice is for. That's self-improvement.
Yeah.
That's not awareness practice. What we're doing in awareness practice is dropping the horse bucky.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry.
Yeah, and that's it. So if every moment you were the, you know, the horse pucky specialist, and that's what you're looking for. Where is the horse pucky that I need to drop in this situation? In this moment. What is the lie that is existing in conditioned mind that I need to drop? That's the point, not how do I be the right person? How do I do really well? How do I get everything done? How do I keep up? How do I, none of that.
Uh-huh.
That's just looking to ego to stay the same.
Yeah. So what you're saying is watch rather than try to make all those lies work by running on the treadmill faster.
That's right. That's right.
Catch the lies. Be looking
exactly
for them. Because I know at this point what some of the basic lies are. I may not have seen every little thing about them, but I know the basic lies that are being told in the general area. So really be...
Mm-hmm. And use your recording and listening practice to reinforce that. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the right person. I want to be present. That's what I want. I want to be present. That's very different. Now, will you be the right person? Yes. But in a whole different way.
Yeah.
All right.
And even
off
I don't want to do things very well, but you know, that's not one of my goals is, but yeah, I want to be here.
No, I want to be here.
Yeah.
And Jeff, here's where we take the ego out of it. I want life to get all the credit. I want to serve life. I want to adore life, and life gets all the credit. So that's, I'm getting ego out of the way so that life can express through this human being, and life gets all the credit. Everything, all goodness, praise be to life. To that which animates, to the intelligence, to the wisdom, love, and compassion, to conscious compassion, awareness. However, God help us, God. However you want to frame that, right? That's what we're doing. We're getting ego out of the way so that we can live the life that life has given us.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
All right.
All right.
Thank you
very much. Thanks, Ashwini.
All right.
Thanks,
take
everybody.
Take care of yourself.
Bye
and now. Hit that off button on that treadmill, okay? That'll be good.
All right.
Jeff. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show, our assignment for today. The whole suffering process is set up to keep the karma in place. I have to meet certain standards that fix or change me, that make me better the way I should be in order to be acceptable, lovable. Yet meeting those standards doesn't give me the approval or acceptance or love that I have assumed I will receive if I meet the standards. The whole orientation misses the point. What we're being conned into believing is that our inherent goodness is conditional. It assumes that authentic nature is dependent upon performance. So attention is taken away from our authentic nature and turned to an ego-maintaining, dualistic conversation that causes us to believe our acceptance is conditional. Mm. Assignment. Record what is true about you, the internalization of which would accept you not to fall for and be tortured by the self-hating conversation. Listen to and add to this recording as you get clearer about what is true about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Well, we're closing in on it, aren't we?
We absolutely are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.